Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. St. Sabina Parish is a key service site for Catholic Charities. In addition to operating a food pantry and nearby WIC Center, St. Sabina parishioners generously work with Catholic Charities staff to ensure that programs and services are available to those who need them. On this show, Katie Breedeman and I welcome Fitzgerald Cron, Regional Operations Director at the St. Sabina campus, to discuss recent events that have uplifted the community and provided assistance to vulnerable residents. So Fitz, let's just kind of paint the picture and set the stage for our listeners and our viewers. So there's so much that plays out at St. Sabina for Catholic Charities and with that parish. Talk to us about the programs and services that are offered to the community through St. Sabina.
Yeah, Phil. So, I love to be on St. Sabina campus because we, like you said, offer so many different programs. And specifically here at Catholic Charities, we have a food pantry. We're part of the diaper program here through the city. We provide clothing for people, whether they're trying to get jobs so they need to dress up professionally or regular clothes that they may not have. They might have had a fire happen in their lives or some unfortunate incident. We provide burial assistance, rental assistance. We actually have a mental health counseling also offered here. We also provide new Give Hope Fund, in which if you have an emergency, say for instance your car breaks down and you need it to get to work, we have a program which provides up to $1,000 so that you can take care of your car repairs. You may have had a new baby that came in your life and now you need baby furniture. So that fund will help things like that as well. So those are the type of things that we provide in Catholic Charity, specifically on the St. Sabina campus.
And Fitz, about how many people a month are served through that Catholic Charities office at St. Sabina Parish?
So I would say the last 3 months, we've averaged about 625 households, which actually represent about 1,100 individuals, because each household may have three or four people in them. So about 1,100 people per month are taken care of here at St. Sabina.
That's really a very busy office.
Tremendous.
That you run, Fitz. And I know that in recent months, obviously, the asylum seekers' arrival in Chicago has only increased your duties. You know, can you talk to us a little bit about that? How has St. Sabina's Catholic Charities office been able to include them in the case management and offering basic needs beyond what you offer to the community?
Right. So we've actually noticed an influx in the last 2-3 months of migrants coming to our location, because there is a police station not far from us on 78th and Halstead. So the migrants have been coming in, and we provide basically the same services that we provide our other clients in the community. They come in for food. They come in for clothing. They also come in seeking jobs, and so we can send them right around the corner to St. Sabina's Employment Resource Center. There was one client came in with the whole family. His name was Jose, and I looked at him, and you know, I had to use Google Translate because I don't know Spanish. But we were able to talk through the barrier, and I noticed that he had on flip-flops, and I was like, man, well, the weather's about to change. And I said, man, do you need some shoes? And he was like, oh my God, I would love some shoes. And so he came in for food, and you know, I was able to take care of other needs for him and his family as well, because he had his wife and two children with him as well. So sometimes people come in here for one thing, and then we end up helping them for other things as well. So, and he also wanted to be employed, and so I also sent him around the corner to the Employment Resource Center. So seeing the thankfulness in his eyes, and he shook my hand for a minute, and it almost brought me to tears, because, you know, that's what I'm in this work for, you know, to make a difference. And to see something as little as shoes and clothing make a huge difference in people's lives, it really makes me feel good waking up every day and coming to work and actually helping people in the community.
You're such a kind person as well as a skilled leader, Fitz. I mean, that's a wonderful story. Thank you for sharing
that. And, you know, Fitz, to just delve into that a little bit more, yeah, it is just it's a glimpse into the way that Catholic Charities treats the whole person, right? It could be easily overlooked that they came in September in flip-flops and the weather is about to change. And that language barrier, are you finding the work with the migrants even more challenged because of that? And how is Catholic Charities positioned to help overcome that language barrier? Sometimes it's Google Translator, but often our social service workers are luckily bilingual. Can you talk to that a little bit more?
Correct. So, you know, at our location, we've been getting by with Google Translate. But yes, at most of our locations at Catholic Charities, we are fortunate to have bilingual speakers that can speak Spanish. And, you know, the fact that they are able to speak Spanish, I think makes the migrants a little more comfortable because, hey, sure, somebody understands me. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the issue is, hey, I'm coming to a new place. I don't know anything. I don't know anybody. I'm trying to make it work for me and my family. And to have somebody actually speak the language, I think eases them a little bit. And the fact that Catholic Charities has so many people at a lot of our locations that can speak Spanish makes a huge difference in coming here and getting the help that you need and in all the areas that they need help in.
Right on. And that's important work. And we want to spend a little time talking about other important work that you just saw this past summer with this monthly food giveaway that you had at the parish in May and June and July. Talk to us more about that.
So Father Flager here at St. Sabina, he's the pastor of the church, saw that there was a huge need. A couple of the big boxes closed nearby. There was a Aldi's that closed, Walmart closed. And so people were trying to figure out, well, where am I going to get the food that I need, right? And so he partnered with, I believe it's called Blueprint is the name of the company. And to provide 400 food boxes for the community. So each month, May, June, and July, we had boxes of food on a Thursday in our church parking lot, and 400 clients either drove up, walked up, the media was there to witness it, and we actually, each box, I believe, had enough food for a family of four for 4 days. And so, you know, that's something that St. Sabina Parish has always been good at is, look, what are the needs of the community? We're not just going to do something just because we want to do it and look good, but what are the needs that the community are having that we can actually make a difference in? And food is something that people need. And so we need to make sure that we provide it. And when I say the boxes went within an hour, hour and a half, each time we did it, that shows that the need is great. We also had pet food giveaway, which, you know, people are surprised, like, why don't you have pet food? Well, pet food costs $26, $30, depending on how big the bags are. And people wanted to make sure they take care of their pets as well. And so, again, a company came to us, I forgot the name, but they said, hey, we got pet food. And so, because St. Sabina wants to help everyone, including, you know, people's pets, we also had that giveaway as well.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful, Fitz. And, you know, just in the short time we have left, can you just tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in Catholic Charities work and what brings you back to work each day in the wonderful work that you do?
So my background is basically public health. So I got my degrees in public health. I grew up in this neighborhood, so this neighborhood is really near and dear to me. I go to St. Sabina Church. I attended the school here. So I'm passionate about the people, the community, and making a difference. All the time I've been in church, I was either altar server, I worked the front desk here at St. Sabina, and so I worked at the Employment Resource Center. So I'm always wanting to make a difference, always wanting to help other people. And so I've been here at Catholic Charities now 7.5 years, and seeing the difference I'm making in the community, seeing people come back and say, man, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me, the help that you all provided me. whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's the mental health counseling, whether it's, hey, you direct me around the corner to the Employment Resource Center to help me get a job. Or I might need some spiritual guidance. Hey, you told me about church services on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday. So just to feel good, just the fact that I'm making a difference, and then to see it, and then to give people hope, because a lot of people are going through desperate times right now. Cost of food is going up. Cost of housing is going up. People are struggling. And so just to give them hope and to assist them with the resources that we have here at Catholic Charities, that's what keeps me coming back every day and, you know, trying to make a difference.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.